Chapter 2. "Who's the clank?" the man asked Van as he met us at the precinct. My facial scan software popped him up as George Davidson, captain of the Metro 2nd Precinct. "Wow, really?" I said before I could stop myself. "I used the wrong word, didn't I?" Davidson said, looking at me. "I can never remember if clank or threep is the word I'm not supposed to be using today." "Here's a hint," I said. "One comes from a beloved android character from one of the most popular films of all time. The other describes the sound of broken machinery. Guess which one we like better." "Got it," Davidson said. "I thought you people were on strike today." "Jesus," I said, annoyed. "Touchy three," Davidson said to Van.
"Asshole cop," Van said to Davidson.
Davidson smiled.
"This is Agent Chris Shane, my new partner."
"No shit," Davidson said, looking back at me. He clearly recognized the name. "Surprise," I said. Van waved at Davidson to get his attention back over to her. "You've got someone I want to talk to."
"Yes, I do," Davidson said. "Trin told me you'd be coming."
"You're not going to be as difficult as she's been, I hope," Van said.
"Oh, you know I'm all about cooperation between law enforcement entities," Davidson said. "And also, you've never crossed me. Come on."
He motioned us forward into the bowels of the station. A few minutes later, we were staring at Nicholas Bell through glass. He was in an interrogation room, silent, waiting.
"Doesn't look like the guy to shove someone out of a window," Davidson observed.
"It wasn't a guy," Van said. "The guy was still in the room. It was a love seat."
"Doesn't look like the guy to shove a love seat out of a window either," Davidson said.
Van pointed. "That's an integrator," Van said. "He spends a lot of time with other people in his head, and those people want to do a lot of different things. He's in better shape than you think."
"If you say so," Davidson said. "You'd know better than I would."
"Have you talked to him yet?" I asked.
"Detective Gonzalez took a pass at him," Davidson said. "He sat there and didn't say a word, and did that for about 20 minutes.
"Well, he has a right to remain silent," I said.
"He hasn't invoked that right yet," Davidson said. "He hasn't asked for a lawyer yet either."
"That wouldn't have anything to do with your Officer Timmons zapping him into unconsciousness at the scene now, would it?" Van asked.
"I don't have the full report from Timmons yet," Davidson said.
"You're a beacon of safe constitutional practices, Davidson." Davidson shrugged. "He's been awake for a while. If he remembers he's got rights, then fine. Until then, if you want to take a pass at him, he's all yours." I looked over to Van to see what she was going to do. "I think I'm going to pee," she said. "But then I'm going to get a coffee."
"Down the hall for both," Davidson said. "You remember where."
Van nodded and left.
"Chris Shane, huh?" Davidson said to me after she was gone.
"That's me," I said.
"I remember when you were a kid," Davidson said. "Well, not a kid exactly. You know what I mean."
"I do," I said.
"How's your dad? Is he going to run for senator or what?"
"He hasn't decided yet," I said. "That's off the record."
"I used to watch him play," Davidson said.
"I'll let him know," I said.
"Been with her long?" Davidson motioned after Van.
"First day as her partner, second day on the job."
"You're a rookie," Davidson asked.
I nodded.
"It's hard to tell because," he motioned to my threep. "I get that," I said.
"It's a nice threep," he said.
"Thanks."
"Sorry about the clank thing."
"It's not a problem," I said.
"I'd guess you'd have less than flattering ways of describing us," Davidson said.
"Dodgers," I said.
"What?"
"Dodgers," I repeated. "It's short for Dodger Dogs. It's the hot dog they serve at Dodger Stadium in L.A.
"I know what a Dodger Dog is," Davidson said. "I don't think I get how you get from us to them."
"Two ways," I said. "One, you guys are basically meat stuffed into skin. So are hot dogs. Two, hot dogs are mostly lips and assholes, and so are you guys."
"Nice," Davidson said.
"You asked," I said.
"Yeah, but why Dodger Dogs?" Davidson said. "This is a lifelong Nationals fan asking."
"Got me," I said. "Why threep? Why clank? Slang happens."
"Any slang for him?" Davidson pointed to Bell, who was still sitting there quietly.
"He's a mule," I said.
"Makes sense," Davidson said.
"Yeah."
"Ever use one?"
"An integrator?"
"Once," I said.
"I was 12 and my parents took me to Disney World. Thought it would be better to experience it in the flesh, so they scheduled me an integrator for the day."
"How was it?"
I hated it, I said. It was hot. After an hour, my feet hurt, and I nearly pissed myself because I had no idea how to do it like you guys do, right? That's all taken care of for me, and I got Hayden so young that I don't remember doing it the other way. The integrator had to surface to do it, and they're not supposed to do that when they're carrying someone. After a couple of hours, I complained enough that we went back to the hotel and swapped back out with the threep, and then I had a good time. They still had to pay the integrator for the full day, though. And you haven't done it since? No, I said. Why bother? Huh, Davidson said. The door to the interrogation room opened, and Van came through it carrying two cups of coffee. He pointed to her. She's one, you know. She's one what? An integrator, Davidson said. Or was, anyway, before she joined the Bureau. I didn't know that, I said. I looked over to where she was sitting down and getting comfortable. It's why she's got this beat, Davidson said. She gets you guys in a way the rest of us don't. No offense, but it's hard for the rest of us to wrap our brains around what's going on with you. I understand that, I said. Yeah, Davidson said. He was quiet for a second, and I waited for what I knew was coming next, the personal connection to Hayden's. I guessed an uncle or a cousin. I had a cousin who got Hayden's, Davidson said, and internally I checked off the victory. This was back with the first wave, when they had no idea what the fuck was going on, before they called it Hayden's. She got the flu and then seemed to get better, and then... He shrugged. Lock-in, I said. Right, Davidson said. I remember going to the hospital to see her, and they had the whole wing of locked-in patients, just lying there, doing nothing but breathing, dozens of them. And a couple of days before, all of them were walking around, living a normal life. What happened to your cousin? I asked. She lost it, Davidson said. Being locked in made her have a psychotic break or something like that. I nodded. That wasn't uncommon, unfortunately. Right, Davidson said. She hung in for a couple of years, and then her body gave it up. Sorry, I said. It was bad, Davidson said. But it was bad for everyone. I mean, shit, the first lady got it. That's why it's called Hayden's. It still sucks. It does, Davidson agreed and pointed to Van. I mean, she got Hayden's too, right? Davidson asked. At some point. That's why she's like she is. Sort of, I said. There was a tiny percentage of people who were infected who had their brain structure altered but didn't get locked in. A tiny percentage of them had their brains altered enough to be able to be integrators. It was more complicated than that, but I didn't think Davidson actually cared that much. There's maybe 10,000 integrators on the entire planet. Huh, Davidson said. Anyway, she's an integrator, or was, so maybe she'll get something out of this guy after all. He turned up the volume on the speakers so we could hear what she was saying to Belle. I brought you some coffee, Van said to Belle, sliding the coffee over to him. Knowing nothing about you, I guessed you might want cream and sugar. Sorry if I got that wrong. Belle looked at the coffee, but otherwise did and said nothing. Bacon cheeseburgers, Van said. What? Belle said. Van's apparent non sequitur had roused him out of complete silence. Bacon cheeseburgers, Van repeated. When I worked as an integrator, I ate so many goddamned bacon cheeseburgers. You might know why. Because the first thing anyone who's been locked in wants when they integrate is a bacon cheeseburger, Belle said. Van smiled. So it's not just me it happened to, she said. It's not, Belle said. There was a Five Guys down the street from my apartment, Van said. It got so that all I had to do was walk through the door, and they'd put the patties on the grill. They wouldn't even take my order, they knew. That sounds about right, Belle said. It took 2.5 years after I stopped integrating before I could even look at a bacon cheeseburger again, Van said. That sounds about right, too, Belle said. I wouldn't eat them anymore if I didn't have to. Be strong, Van said. Belle grabbed the coffee Van brought for him, smelled it, and took a sip. You're not Metro, he said. I've never met a Metro cop who'd been an integrator. My name is Agent Leslie Van, she said. I'm with the Bureau. I and my partner investigate crimes that involve Haydens. You're not typically what we consider a Hayden, but you are an integrator, which means a Hayden might have been involved here. If there was, then you and I both know this is something you may not be responsible for, but you have to let me know so I can help you. Right, Belle said. The police tell me that you've not previously been forthcoming on the whole talking thing. I'll give you 3 guesses why, Bell said. Probably because they zapped you as soon as they saw you. Bingo. Not that it means anything, but I apologize to you for that, Nicholas. It's not the way I would have handled it if I were there. I was sitting on the bed, Bell said, with my hands up. I wasn't doing anything. I know, Van said. And like I said, I apologize for that. It wasn't right. On the other hand, and this isn't an excuse, just an observation, while you were sitting on the bed with your hands up, not doing anything, there was a dead guy on the floor, and his blood was all over you. She moved a single index finger to point. Still all over you, come to think of it. Bell stared at Van, quiet. Like I said, not an excuse, Van reiterated after 15 seconds of silence. Am I under arrest? Bell asked. Nicholas, you were found in a room with a dead guy covered in his blood, Van said. You can understand why we might all be curious about the circumstances. Anything you can tell us is going to be helpful. And if it clears your name, so much the better, right? Am I under arrest? Bell repeated. What you are is in a position to help me out, Van said. I'm coming into this late. I've seen the hotel room, but I got there after you were taken away. So if you can clue me into what was happening in that room, what I should be looking for, anything would help. And if you help me, I'm in a better position to help you. Bell gave a wry smile to this, crossed his arms and looked away. We're back to the not talking, Van said. We can talk about bacon cheeseburgers again if you like. You can at the very least tell me if you are integrated, Van said. You're kidding, Bell said. I'm not asking for details, just whether or not you were working, Van said. Or were you about to work? I knew integrators who did freelancing on the side. A dodger wants to do something he can't be seen doing in public. They've got those gray market scanner caps that work well enough for the job. And now that Abrams Kettering's passed, you've got a reason to go looking for side gigs. The government contracts are drying up, and you've got family to think about. Bell, who had been sipping his coffee, set it down and swallowed. You're talking about Cassandra now, he said. No one would blame you, Van said. Congress is taking away funding for Haydens after the immediate infection and transitional care. Said that the technology for helping them participate in the world has gotten so good that it shouldn't be considered a disability anymore. Do you believe that? Bell asked. My partner is a Hayden, Van said. If you ask me, it means now I have an advantage because Threeps are better than the human body in lots of ways. But there are a lot of Haydens who slip through the cracks. Your sister, for example. She's not doing what Congress expects her to do, which is to get a job. Bell visibly bristled at this. If you know who I am, then you certainly know who she is, he said. I'd say she has a job, unless you think being one of the prime movers behind the Hayden walkout this week and the march they have planned for this weekend is something she's doing in her spare time. I don't disagree with you, Nicholas, Van said. She's not exactly working at Subway, making sandwiches, but she's also not making any money doing what she's doing. Money isn't that important to her. No, but it's about to become important, Van said. Abrams Kettering means that Haydens are being transitioned out to private care. Someone has to cover her expenses now. You're her only living family. I guess it falls to you. Which brings us back to that hotel room and that man you were with. And brings me back to my point, which is that if you were integrated, or were about to be integrated, then that's something I need to know. It's something I need in order to help you. I appreciate your desire to help, Agent Van, Bell said, dryly. But I think what I really want to do is wait until my lawyer arrives and let him handle things from here. Van blinked. I wasn't told you'd asked for a lawyer, she said. I didn't, Bell said. I called him while I was still in the hotel room, before the police zapped me. Bell tapped his temple, indicating all the high-tech apparatus he had stuffed into his skull, which I recorded, of course, just like I record almost everything. Because you and I agree on one thing, Agent Van. Being in a room with a dead body complicates matters. Being electrocuted before I could exercise my rights complicates them even more. At this, Bell smiled and looked up as if paying attention to something unseen. And that's a ping from my lawyer. He's here. I expect your life is about to get much more interesting, Agent Van.
I think we're done here then, Van said. I think we are, Bell said. But it was lovely talking food with you.